This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Deontay expressed frustration and they want to be traded?
He did not.
Don't believe you, Mike. That's Mike Tomlin yesterday at the NFL owners' meetings, asked if Deontay Johnson asked to be traded. Mike Tomlin right now sitting at a breakfast table and sweaty as hell. Look at his head, man. He's got beads of sweat all over him. Unless he got right out of the shower and didn't dry off. Why is Mike Tomlin so sweaty in front of the media today?
That is crazy. Look at him. Maybe you just get that work it out. You know that workout, like you can't stop sweating.
Yes. The shower didn't take.
Yes.
That's a whole Seinfeld thing. You're all hot, you get in the shower, you shower off, you come out, you're still sweating, shower didn't take. That, you know what, that is what happened. Because my initial thought was Mike Tomlin's hungover, but he's not the kind of guy, I don't think, that likes to tie one on in these business-like settings.
Right, right.
He would never do that, Doran. Although, is Glazer there? If Glazer's there, he's hungover.
Probably.
Mark Caboli live in Orlando right now for the NFL owners' meetings. He joins us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you guys? Hell of a show today.
Yes, thank you so much for sending your audio from yesterday. It has made the show, and now you're on the show. First, before we get into any of the important stuff, Mark, at this breakfast, do the media members eat breakfast? Do the coaches eat breakfast? Is it only the media members? Is it only the coaches? Is it everybody? What's that like? And what did Mike Tomlin eat for breakfast?
Mike Tomlin always shows up late, fashionably late, on purpose. It was supposed to start at 7:45. He shows up about 8:05. It's just been a tradition of his, not dealing with us media folks. But, yeah, breakfast is open to everybody. I just had to throw away some applewood sausage because it tasted like crap, and the eggs were a little runny, but it's free, so I can't complain that much. I see that you guys are very interested in Mike Tomlin's sweaty forehead.
Yeah, what do you make of him being so sweaty? Did he just not want to talk to you guys? He didn't want to get grilled and ask 35 questions about Russell Wilson?
This is my take on this one. He probably got out of the shower about 3 minutes before that and ran straight down here and was still getting his core temperature correctly, because he was right before he even got here. So I'm thinking, you know, after you get a nice steam on in the shower, I think there wasn't much time from where he left the shower till he sat down there. That's my opinion.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks now. You sat down with Mike Tomlin for a half hour yesterday and something like 20 minutes with Tomlin today. Broad strokes first, and then we'll hunker down on the nitty-gritty. What'd you take away?
Well, he made it known that Russell Wilson is his guy and he is going to start. He likes the way Russell Wilson, what he's going to provide here in the offseason with a lot of the players and just the process of it, of getting the guys together. And I think a lot has to do with Russell Wilson's leadership abilities. And I've been saying this for a while now. If Russell Wilson is half as good as player as he is potential leader, he's going to be a very, very good addition to this team. So most of the talk was quarterback. I mean, Justin Fields. I mean, it only makes sense if you move forward here with Russell Wilson as your number one and Justin Fields, you'll have a whole entire year to be able to see him in an offense, see what's wrong, see how to fix him. Then you can move on from there and decide where you want to go after that. But I mean, wherever you hear out there that it's potentially Justin Fields could beat him out, zero percent chance. No way. And it was pretty much reaffirmed by Tomlin this past 2 days.
Did he seemingly admit that they missed out on center in free agency? And did he kind of allude to the fact that it's probably going to be a high draft pick come April in the NFL draft?
Yeah, it looked like that. I tried to get him to a point where he's just not going to ask you, you know, tell you what they're going to do, right? So I framed a question yesterday about is there a plug-and-play center, and he said, yeah, maybe a couple of them, which leads to believe if you're getting a guy like Powers Jackson or Frazier, I mean, you have the ability of drafting those guys, you know, first-round, potential second-round Frazier, and playing them immediately. Other than that, then you have some issues. I mean, he mentioned Nate Herbig, but just in passing, didn't mention James Daniels at all. I don't think there's any interest in moving him to center. He hasn't played there in 5 years. There is some belief that that could be his best position, but, I mean, I don't know if there's a ton out there in free agency to even now to get that bridge guy. I mean, Connor Williams, he's the only one of any resume out there, but he's not going to be ready to sign until, you know, August or September. So, I mean, everything's pointing towards a draft pick, a first or second round draft pick. I don't think they want to use a first round pick on a center. I really don't believe they want to. So I would more look towards that second round. I look at tackle one, center two, and that 98th pick, whatever pick they got from
Philadelphia.
They could use for a wide receiver because he really went into how deep that class is and how they could be able to help right away. Plus, there's a lot of more free agent. There's a handful of free agent wide receivers still out there, but I think you're pretty much cemented in the center now within the first 51 picks, right?
Yes, and he, when asked about wide receiver, Mark, he did mention that there are still options available. Do you still think that they're interested, and do you think that they will get a guy in free agency at the wide receiver position, or do you think they'll have to wait for the draft?
No, I think they will get somebody. I mean, either could be trade, too. I mean, I think that one of Omar's traits is, you know, it's not something that you can easily do, but the guy's very patient. He waits till the price to get where he wants the price to be. Right now, that price might be too expensive for, say, hypothetically, Ayuk, McLaurin, whoever could be out there, but that price might come down here in April or May or whenever it is during the draft. And when somebody needs to move up, then they can make a move right there. I don't think that they're, well, I'm under the impression of they're not very interested in Josh Reynolds. I think Tyler Boyd will end up going to Kansas City before it's all said and done. So there's not a ton of extra talent out there. I don't want OBJ. So at this point, I would look more at a trade option, a cheaper trade option where Omar can work some of his magic rather than in a free agency.
Mike Tomlin talked yesterday about the whole Deontay Johnson trade and how they wanted to do player-for-player trade, and they got a guy that they've been scouting for a long time in Dante Jackson that could play the corner position. So my question is, you know, was he lying about the whole Deontay situation? I mean, why not make the sign and trade with Legarius Sneed knowing that the Kansas City Chiefs were in on Deontay Johnson? Why not just do that then?
Yeah, I mean, I think he just didn't want to embarrass anybody or didn't make it more of a story than what it was. But if you're going one for one for Deontay for Dante Jackson, guess what? You lost that trade big time, in my opinion. I mean, okay, you need a corner, you like him, but there's a lot of red flags over him for the last couple of years, and Deontay is a guy that still has a ton of talent, so I think he just took the high road on that one. He said that Deontay did not request a trade. Well, okay. We don't want to put any fuel on that fire or any starter on that carburetor right there, Crowley, to get it moving here a little bit. So, yeah, I think he was lying. I think they needed to get rid of him. They sent him there. They got a player that they can use who they like, but I think it was more of just ridding him of the contract and get somebody you can play right now. That, I mean, if you could do one for one and thinking you won that trade or broke even with Deontay for Deontay Jackson, you lost.
Mark Cavalli of The Athletic joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Last thing here for you, Mark. Tomlin kind of noncommittal when talking about Broderick Jones as the starting left tackle this year. If they don't add a tackle, I'm guessing they want to, obviously, but if they don't add a tackle, would it be the same as last year with Dan Moore Jr. at left and Broderick Jones at right?
Yeah, I think that's what he meant. I think he meant if they don't grab a tackle in the first round. I mean, there's a handful of them, not only Mims, but a couple other guys, too, that they would be interested in that first round, maybe potentially a right side capable. And if that's the case, then they would flip Broderick Jones over to the left side. But you're saying status quo, I can't see. I mean, everything they've said, I mean, about Dan Moore is he's so much better at right, left tackle than right, right? So why would you make that move? And, you know, going against what your belief is right there. So I think moving forward, if you're able to draft a guy who is a plug-and-play type of guy, if it's Mims or whoever it is, if it's Guyton, who's a right tackle, then you can move Broderick to left. So I think that's what he was talking about right there. Don't get one. It stays status quo. You just move forward with what you got.
Thank you, Mark. This was much appreciated.
All right. I'm going to go eat some more breakfast, some runny eggs.
Yeah, stay away from the, what did you say, the chorizo?
Applewood sausage.
Oh, that's right, the applewood sausage.
I mean, it's like they put brown sugar. What do I have brown sugar on my sausage for? That's disgusting.
Goodbye, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing that annoys listeners more, I don't think, than guy gets flown out to Orlando for free, gets free breakfast, and then bitches about the free breakfast.
Yes, especially Mark.
Mm-hmm. Mark, just eat it.
You know it's bad if Mark is upset about it.
Because he likes food, is what you're saying?
I don't know. Just saying.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down. There's a lot that he put down. We'll pick it up coming up next. There are three things in particular that we need to zoom in on a little bit that Mark said just.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just when there seemed to be a lull, Doran Dickerson, in the NFL news cycle, NFL owners meetings. Mark Cavalli kind enough to send over audio of the 30-minute media session that they had, the media members yesterday, with Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin sat down today all sweaty for his breakfast with the national and Pittsburgh media. And so we had Mark on the last segment to get into it. And he said he thinks that they're going to spend a first or a second round pick on a center. He said his read is that he doesn't think they want to draft a center 20th overall, but he thinks that they will take one in the first or second round. That kind of jives with what we had discussed earlier based on what Mike Tomlin said. Again, I think the ideal situation, and we've painted this for the people, Doran, is offensive tackle 20th, trade up, get Zach Frazier in the second round, and then maybe you use a couple of third-round picks to do it. Maybe you package a second and a third. I don't know, but ideally, slide up, take Zach Frazier, and then with whatever's left in the second round or early third round, you take a wide receiver.
Yep, yep. That's kind of how I see it happening, too. Yeah, like, I mean, I think they, like, the whole grand plan, as we talked about earlier, I think they want to draft a tackle, but they pigeonholed themselves because they didn't strike in free agency with the center. or a wide receiver. So I think that they know that the draft is top heavy in wide receiver. So you can get a wide receiver maybe at the end of the second or even in the third. Somebody's going to fall. Something's going to be pushed back. And they're probably hoping that they don't even have to trade up for. Well, they probably would have to. I mean, if you're going to
try to get two tweener,
seconds.
It drives me nuts.
I know. It's almost a good and a bad thing.
Yeah. It wouldn't shock me if Zach Frazier's a first-round pick. It wouldn't shock me if Zach Frazier were a late second-round pick.
I don't think he'll be a first-round pick just due to his injury. Even though that doesn't mean anything anymore, like he's fully healthy, but I think that that'll push him just enough to the second
round. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would make some sense. You know, Mike Tomlin said he doesn't need a leader in a center. That's what he talked about yesterday, because you've got a veteran quarterback. He said you don't need the Marquise Pounceys of the world. You get leadership wherever you get leadership. I love Zach Frazier, not just because he's a West Virginia guy, but because, boy, does he ooze that leadership, though. Like, the play he got injured on, they were trailing against Baylor in the final game of the season, and West Virginia ran a screen, and the wide receiver was short of the sticks. And so he lifted up the wide receiver to get him to the sticks, knowing that the clock stops. He hurts himself, then understands there's going to have to be a 10-second runoff. They didn't have any timeouts. If he laid down on the field, that clock is ticking.
Yeah.
So he dragged his injured backside off the field. It showed leadership. It showed want to. And it showed smarts. And I think he's a hell of a player. And he comes from a wrestler background, a polar bear from West Virginia, Dorn. That's what his school was, the Polar Bears. But also to have that smarts in addition to being a football player, I think he's going to be a 10-year player in this league.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope he doesn't go in the first round.
I have a feeling that he's not. I don't think there's going to be two centers.
Good.
There's not going to be two centers that go in the first round.
What else did Caboli say that we need to react to? Oh, he thinks Tyler Boyd's going to wind up in Kansas City. And he also said the Steelers aren't interested in Josh Reynolds. I wonder why they don't like Reynolds.
They look at him as Van Jefferson. You don't need two Van Jeffersons. He's not a third or a second receiver. He's a fourth. And I think they're going to push Van Jefferson probably to be a third, even though he is actually a naturally fourth.
Yeah.
And you don't need another one of those.
Yeah, you would be collecting those guys.
Yeah.
You'd be
and
collecting
he's not a special teams
players.
Guy.
Yeah. Tyler Boyd, to me, like, I don't. He's not somebody that comes in and is your two, but you still need a three.
Right.
And you'd feel a lot better going into the draft if you've got a three. If you go into the draft with what you have right now, you got to draft two receivers, and I don't know that that's good. What it does make me think, and what Mark said is, all right, pay attention to the trade market here. I wonder if Omar's just been working that, and he might have deals in place, and you're kind of waiting on the price to come down. Like, for a guy who is as prepared, clearly, as Omar has been, either in his first plan and going through with that, or being late on his feet to adjust, like with Cam Sutton last year. Oh, we don't get Cam Sutton. Bang, it's Patrick Peterson. Oh, Kenny Pickett wants out. Bang, it's Justin Fields. He doesn't strike me as somebody who's really going to pigeonhole himself at multiple positions going into the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there's one, if you go into the draft needing a center, all right, that's life. If you go into the draft needing a wide receiver, okay, that's life. But if you go in needing both,
yeah,
that doesn't strike me as an Omar Khan plan. So I do think he's going to wind up trading for a guy.
Wonder who would, like, what type of receiver it'll be and who it would be and who you're willing to pay that much money to. Because if you're trading for somebody, you have to pay them money.
Yeah.
Clearly. Who would fit on the other side of George Pickens?
Well, and Mike Tomlin said something interesting today at that breakfast out in Orlando. This from our friend Mike DeFabo. Mike says, you don't want to limit yourself to one specific skill set or body type at wide receiver to fill the number two role, particularly at that position. Playmaking comes in all different shapes and sizes. When you come in with preconceived notions, all you do is limit yourself. So I don't know if necessarily we can even peg it down to, okay, they're looking for a certain body type. Sounds like their options are open for anything.
Hmm.
One more thing. Mark heard the Tomlin comments about Broderick Jones the way that we heard them. I want to play him here, and then we'll react.
To be determined. We just got so much ahead of us in terms of player acquisition. Where any specific player ends up is subject to who else is on our roster and the makeup of it. And so, obviously, he's a component of that.
So Caboli heard that the same way that we heard it and discussed it earlier, that if all else is equal, if they strike out on tackles, if they don't get Bakhtiari, who's played, 14 games in 3 years from the Packers, or they don't draft a guy, it's going to be Dan Moore Jr. at left and Broderick Jones at right. why wouldn't you try Broderick Jones at right? Or excuse me, why wouldn't you try Dan Moore Jr. at right in training camp? Like, put him out there. They say he can't play right tackle. Well, our eyes and all analytics available at our disposal tell us he can't be a left tackle either. I would rather, if you suck at both, suck at the one that's less impactful. They should, if it goes into camp with those two as your tackles, flip-flop them and just see. Give it 2 weeks, just see if you can make it work that way.
But he's just better at left tackle, so you know that Broderick can play left.
But how do we know
right.
that?
Because they've said it. I trust them in their evaluation of Dan Moore Jr. I don't trust them in that much.
I don't trust him at all in their evaluation of Dan Moore Jr. because I don't think he can play. Like, he can't play right. Let's stick him at left. Okay, well, he stinks at left. Like, so why do I think that they know what they're doing with him at right? You know what I mean?
It's just what they have.
And they stunk it up with Dotson. They didn't know what they were doing with Kendrick Green. And now I think they're screwing with Broderick Jones. I don't know that they know what they're doing at all at offensive line, Doran.
Center, too. Mason Cole.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's go. Hey, we need a guy who can snap the football. Oh, he can't do that? Oh, let's sign him anyway. Now, Mike Tomlin brought up Herbig as a possible center replacement. Boy. You ready for a take?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have Mason than
Why?
Herbig. Because at least I'd have depth. And I know he couldn't snap the ball, and that's kind of an issue. Maybe a very big issue. But I'd rather have a guy playing his natural position than try to shoehorn somebody else in at center and just hope that it works. Because then now you need a backup, too. Yeah, they haven't done themselves any favors on the offensive line. Like, how?
Which is a move that I thought that they would first address in free agency. Like, I thought that was going to be an absolute. Like, no matter what, we are going to get a center, we're going to pay a center.
I think the biggest failure in the offseason is they thought that they were going to get Mitch Morse done, and they didn't have a backup plan. Like, it wasn't just, oh, we're bringing this guy in. If he says no, I just talked about them being deft and light on their feet. This is an example of them not being that. No, I think the full picture of the offseason, Omar Khan has done a really good job. Omar Khan has done a really good job. But that one, they thought Mitch Morse was going to sign on the dotted line, and he didn't, and they didn't have a pivot. And now they're going into the draft. They're at the end of free agency, basically, and they don't have an answer there. And it's going to cost them. It could ultimately cost them a future star tackle if they have to draft a center.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might be able to get, we just went through the machinations here. You might still be able to get a center if you don't take one in the first round. Are you going to be able to get a starter from day one tackle if you don't get it in the first round? No, I think the answer to that question is no. 412-928-9370. You can text us. The fan text line is brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Did the Steelers make a mistake trading Deontay Johnson? Not by trading him, but in what they got in return.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Social media's biggest loser, that'll be our final segment, where I'm going to say unpopular things and get yelled at. We got a couple of Twitter polls that I want to get the results to the people on, Doran Dickerson.
Mm-hmm.
The Fan Morning Show Twitter polls are brought to you by, where is it? PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, trustpj.com. All right, that's me reading. Can you outrun a king cobra? Been a hell of a show, man. 63% of people say no. Wow. They only go 12 miles an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not that fast. And then the other Twitter poll, what's the tooth fairy charging per tooth these days? Your son lost 2 teeth,
mm-hmm.
and the tooth fairy gave $5 a tooth. A lot of people are writing in, Doran, that it's $5 unless it's the first tooth, and then if it's the first tooth, it's $20.
Yes.
Is that what your tooth fairy did?
Yes.
Okay. Are there multiple tooth fairies, or is there just one tooth fairy?
I mean, there's just one.
Okay. I didn't know if they broke it down by districts or...
Yeah, they might. The one I've seen is the same one, so... Same one comes to my household.
The same one you saw as a kid is the one that comes now?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of people put that in. $20 for first tooth and then $5 after that. Sounds like car payments. I like it. I'm just trying to save ahead for when my daughter... excuse me. I'm not trying to save. It's the tooth fairy. The tooth fairy, yeah, definitely exists.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we're all caught up on all that housekeeping, Mike Tomlin yesterday, through gritted teeth, said Deontay Johnson, well, he didn't ask for a trade.
Really, it was simple, man. We traded player for player. We had an opportunity to get D-Jack. D-Jack is a guy that we've evaluated probably several times, since he's been in the league, when he came out of LSU, when he faced free agency. We needed some assistance and depth and quality players at that position. And so we made the move. They needed Deontay. We needed D-Jack. It was a good exchange.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Armstrong Comfort with Matt Mertz Plumbing. There's no way, dude, that it was player for player. There's no way that that's the way they really felt about it. In fact, here's the back and forth with Tomlin and Joe Rutter from the Trib.
Did Deontay express frustration and want to be traded?
He did not.
So, L'Jarius Sneed gets traded from the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend for a 2025 first-round pick. Third-round pick, excuse me. Thank you. That is an important clarification. We know that the Chiefs were in on Deontay Johnson. If you're going player for player, if that's all it is, if there's no request out, if you're going player for player, the Steelers got absolutely robbed in that trade. If you're going just simply for player, you trade L'Jarius Sneed on the tag for Deontay Johnson, and that's a player for player that is a fair hockey trade, if you will. Like, that makes sense if you're going player for player, that they got some bum-ish, that's probably not fair, but that they got some guy that's not great for Deontay Johnson, who's not as good of a player as Deontay Johnson, tells me it was way more than just about getting a player in here at a position of need and creating another hole. No, it was they felt like they could not exist with Deontay Johnson in the locker room.
They wanted him out of here.
Yes.
Mike Tomlin, he's going to go and he's going to try to band-aid every situation. He's not going to call a player out, and especially to the media in that type of setting of being at the owners' meetings and knowing that all kinds of media is going to be around. He's going to band-aid that situation up, but we know what the real deal was. They wanted to get rid of Deontay Johnson. They weren't willing to send him a place there where he wanted to go. They weren't willing to send him to a contender. They weren't willing to send him to Patrick Mahomes to let him have another weapon. They were like, you are out. We don't want any part of you. We're going to send you to the worst team in the NFL. That's what happened.
And I've thought a lot about that since it happened, Doran. I thought initially, good riddance, send him to a place he doesn't want to go. And then the more I thought about it was, you could make a deal for a L'Jarius Sneed, and you could go player for player that way, and you got an all-pro for a player that would probably put up outstanding numbers with Patrick Mahomes. But then I thought, okay, what's the message that sends to Deontay Johnson? What's the message that sends to other malcontents? Oh, you act a fool and you get sent to play with the Super Bowl champions? It's kind of what happened. It is what happened with LeGarrette Blount back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ask your way out, we'll put you in a good position if that's the best dance partner. I don't really know where I come down on this. I want L'Jarius Sneed. I also don't want George Pickens thinking if he acts like a jerk off that he'll wind up in a good spot. I want him to think, I got to walk the straight and narrow, because if I get moved out of here, they're going to send me to Siberia, basically, like Carolina.
Well, I mean, look at Kenny Pickett's situation compared to Deontay. Kenny asked to be traded, probably asked to go to Philly because that's where he's somewhat from. Mm-hmm. He knows his family's there. That's a team he grew up watching. And they're like, okay, we didn't see eye to eye, but we don't think that you're a malcontent.
Right, you're not a jerk off.
You're not a jerk. We're going to send you to a place where we think that you can actually revitalize your career. With Deontay, if they felt that way about him too, they would have sent him to a place where he would have been in the best situation. This is not the best situation for Deontay. I don't care what anybody says.
No, it's not. And so the best case scenario, I guess, I've worked myself to it, Doran, is this. You trade Deontay to the Island of Misfit Toys down there in Carolina. You get a guy who can profile. He hasn't played a lot of slot, but he profiles as more of a slot. And then you trade a 2025 third-round pick for L'Jarius Sneed. That's how this all should have gone down.
Mm-hmm.
You would have fixed your cornerback room. Yes, you would still have a hole at wide receiver, but now you have a hole in both places.
Right.
Like, that would have been perfect. You send him to a place where, okay, hey, George, you want to act a fool? You're going to hell. And you still could have had your cake and eaten it too by getting Legarius Sneed. I think they missed out there. Because that is, it's a lot of money to have to pay Sneed because it's 19 and change for the franchise tag. On an average annual value basis, it would be a big, it would be a big contract. But as far as the actual compensation in the deal, next year's third?
Yeah.
Man, they got to be upset for what they got for that guy. All right, coming up next, Doran Dickerson. Why do I keep doing that?
I don't know.
But I have done it a lot, haven't I?
Yes.
Coming up next, Nicholas Harry Callis. We've got social media's biggest loser. That's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, man, we're having a good time. In between segments, having a good time on the air this morning. Tomorrow, big broadcast, Doran Dickerson, Feed the Need. It's our special Feed the Need broadcast, and we're going to try to help people in the area out. 1 in 10 individuals are food insecure. 1 in 8 children are food insecure. So we got a special broadcast. Curtis Aiken's going to join us. I'm just going to go through this real quick. Curtis Aiken, Pat Narduzzi. You know who Pat is. Pat from Pittsburgh. I'm sure he'll razz me a little bit.
I hope so.
Brad Spielberger is going to be on. Jeff Hathorn, Tyler Kennedy, all of our Tuesday regulars. Kevin Colbert, former Steelers general manager, is going to join us. We got John Wehner. We got Neil Walker. So we're loaded up tomorrow. Looking forward to helping the people, Doran.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Big day for us.
Are you ready now for social media's biggest loser? Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be Kim Mulkey, right?
Yes.
Well, we'll see. Where's this story? Where is it? I've been yesterday I was refreshing all morning long trying to find out when West Virginia was going to get their basketball coach. Today I'm refreshing all morning long waiting for Shohei Ohtani's comments because he's supposed to speak today. Kim Mulkey also supposed to speak today. Kim Mulkey, the story's supposed to come out this week, so looking forward to that.
I just wonder what it is about because she's beat around the bush and saying that she's innocent about something, obviously. I wonder what that actually is, though. That's why I'm so intrigued about it.
I would say I wonder if she knows, but she knows.
She knows.
She knows what she's done wrong.
Well, she knows that who the reporter or whoever's working for the Washington Post has probably brought it up. Like, you did this, and she's like, no, I didn't. I don't have time for you.
Right.
So she knows what the story's going
to
be.
She has to.
Yeah.
Absolutely, she has to. The 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I also think people are losers on social media if they're beating their chests over the ACC or the Big East or whatever conference that your school is a part of. If you're celebrating other members of that conference winning games, that's just odd to me. I don't think Pitt fans would have done it for Villanova, Syracuse, West Virginia back in the day.
In this circumstance, it's okay, though, because it's been talked about that the ACC is mediocre.
But last year, it became the same thing. Like, okay, so Miami went to the Final Four, and everyone did the whole, oh my God, the ACC sucks so bad, but we got a team in the Final Four. You also got one, the ACC did, out of 16 teams in the Sweet 16 last year. No one wants to talk about that. Oh, the conference was so disrespected. One out of 16 last year. All right, well, this year the conference is disrespected, and they perform much better. You get four out of 16. It's a single elimination tournament. Weird things happen. I think if you go into these tournaments trying to either confirm your preconceived notions or change the narrative on the fly, I think you can pretty much find whatever you want to find. And I think it's a little weak sauce if you're a fan of Pitt and you're rooting for Duke to advance in the tournament to prove some point. It's not like it brings Pitt back. And no matter how well the ACC performs in this year's tournament, it doesn't mean that the conference is necessarily going to be looked at any different next year. Every year's different. So everyone just relax.
Yeah, you're salty.
Why would I be salty?
Because you want the Big 12 to be the best conference, and it's just showing that the ACC is a better conference in the tournament right now, and you're salty because West Virginia is a part of the Big 12.
I could care.
That's a lie.
Not at all about the way the Big 12 is perceived.
That's a lie.
It does not matter.
You brought it up before.
You think I'm rooting for Kansas?
Right now?
Yes.
Probably.
You think I'm rooting for Iowa State? Why the hell would I root for these two? Why do I care what they do? If it ain't my team, then I don't care.
If West Virginia was in, would you root for the other teams to win?
No, I would root for West Virginia to win. I don't care. If Kansas is good, who cares? If Iowa State's good, who cares? If Baylor's good, why do I care? I want my team to win. And my team didn't make it. And no matter how many games a Big 12 wins,
yeah,
doesn't give them a better chance to make it in last year.
Your team wasn't even close to making it, though. Pitt should have made it.
Okay, but if you're one of these people saying that Pitt should have made it because the ACC's so good, you can say the same exact thing about the Big East, which is 6-0. Why are those teams not deserving of being in there? Why is it Pitt? Why is it always Pitt's got to be the next school? How about Seton Hall, who beat UConn by 15? How about St. John's that was on the bubble, too? The Big East has done just as well thereabouts in the tournament as the ACC has.
Doggone it.
All right, that was my old man screaming at clouds moment brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Doran Tomorrow, Feed the Need. Mm-hmm. Up next, Joe Starkey. Is he alone or does he have Zeiss?
No clue.
Okay. Fan Weather's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com. Today, high 64.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.